Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat. It's 10 a.m. Eastern. That means it's time to talk some Packers with Packers fans worldwide here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. And it's time to let you know about Underdog Fantasy. That's right. Underdog Fantasy is the best and easiest place to play fantasy football for big cash prizes. On Underdog Fantasy, you just draft. No need to worry about waivers, lineups, or injuries. Underdog handles that all for you. Go to UnderdogFantasy.com or download the app, draft a season-long best ball team, and that's it. No in-season management. You get a free $25 in bonus cash right now if you use the code CHEESEHEAD. That's code CHEESEHEAD when you make your first deposit. And you can take your shot at $1 million grand prize in the fantasy football tournament. So go right now to UnderdogFantasy.com or download the app. Good to see everybody. Hello in the comments section. Not today, Adam Schefter. Not today, you recycling old news to make headlines when the Bucks are about to play for a championship. Come on. I mean, just not today. Not today. Interesting, though. Interesting that that news just happens to be timed with several thousand people congregating in the greater Wisconsin area in downtown Milwaukee. Funny how that just happens to be the case. Could have been Monday, could have been Wednesday, but no, Tuesday morning. Tuesday morning was the morning Adam Schefter chose to tweet out old information. Proving, by the way, proving that it's not about the money. Proof? That's proof? Mike Silver reported that they were talking about an extension back in March. I just want this to end. I cannot wait for training camp. I don't care. I really don't. If Aaron shows up, great. I'm going to have a ball watching him get ready for the season. If he doesn't, bring on Jordan Love. I can't anymore. I can't. I just can't. One more week. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Suns in seven. Oh, baby, you're going to be pretty unpopular in this year chat. But hey, man, dig what you dig. Good day from London. What's up, Dale? Good morning from New York City. Hope you're well. Rodgers chugs a beer courtside and all is forgiven? Yeah, I would think so. Why does Adam hate the Packers so much, Jared? Adam doesn't hate the Packers. He's just doing his job. And he's very, very good at it. First time watching since you're back. What position would be hurt if there were a significant camp injury? I would say defensive line. I think that's pretty clear. I think that's where they're most perilous when it comes to depth. So I think that's a pretty easy one. Good morning, Legless. How are you? Good morning from Basel. What's up, Stormcrow? Cool handle. I like it. Justin, thanks for the super chat. Schefter is a knob. That's the super chat. All right, man. It's your money. Whatever you feel you need to get out into the open. Good morning from Washington. What's up, Kathleen? Good to see you. Giannis red zone target. I like it. I like where your head's at. I like thinking that way. Breaking, Packers signed Don Hutson. As long as we're drudging up old news, why not, right? It's a good morning from the city of the soulless Vikings. Have a great day, Nags. Thanks, Gavin. Good to see you. Nob, yes, word of the day. Would you like the Packers to bring in if that happened on the D-line? Blake, they probably wouldn't bring in anybody that we've ever heard of. It'll be some D3 undrafted guy. Come on, you know how they operate. Plus, they have no money. I know Geno Atkins has been in the headlines because he's supposedly fit as a fiddle and ready to go. I can't imagine the Packers go that route. It'll be some either a journeyman or a undrafted player who, you know, has bounced around the last year or two. Do you see them adding another defensive lineman at some point before training camp? I do not. Bill, thanks for the super chat. People interpreting that Packers giving up on Love, but wouldn't an extension possibly make Aaron tradable sooner depending on details? Well, Bill, it's that last part. There are no details. We have absolutely no details. And you know why? Because the Packers, who did make that offer, as has been widely reported, have made sure that they stay under wraps. So we have no idea. I suspect that if the Packers were ready to play hardball and were like trying everything they could to win the PR war, we would have had details a long time ago. But because they are most interested in getting Aaron Rodgers back in the fold for 2021, they have made sure that number and those numbers, those details, as you say, do not get out into the public sphere. So I can't posit anything as far as how they're feeling about Rodgers. Although, you know, reading their actions, it sure would appear, and it's just guesswork, it would appear that they're trying to remain as flexible as possible when it comes to being able to move on from number 12. And that is what he is trying to avoid. And it is pretty much a game of chicken until he shows up next week, if he does. Craig, thanks for the super chat. Have you ever been as, quote, intoxicated as Chester Markle was when he scored against the Bears? Craig, I can neither confirm nor deny that report. Legless, thanks for the super chat. How do you like to order your Friday fish fry? You know, it's been so long. I don't know. I don't know anymore. I'm going to go with my folks when I get back down. We usually go to this place in Menasha. What's it called? Club Tavern. If you get a chance, go to Club Tavern on Friday night. Oh, my God, in Menasha. Mwah. So good. So good. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. McCarthy's story is kind of like Chimes at Midnight. I'm just going to let that one marinate. Sure. Why not? Fish is gross. Jonathan, you're gross. Once Rodgers leaves, Tay is gone too. Maybe. I doubt it, though. Brandy. Rodgers is getting his house clean. See? LOL. I like it. Yeah, he's getting his house clean. I mean, I love that that's news. Packers' first loss of the season will be to... I don't know. I don't have the schedule right here in front of me. Hold on. Let me take a look. Sitting here in late July, well, approaching mid to late July schedule on my Cheesehead TV app, which is soon to be updated, by the way. Win in New Orleans. Win home against Detroit. Ooh, at San Fran. At San Fran might be it. That week three might be that first loss. Getting his house cleaned to sell, LMAO. That's the joke I made on Twitter. Stop stealing my material. Come on. You're like 48 hours late, dude. Come on, man. Keep up. We're trading some old linemen like the depth. What? Wait, what? Well, they have a lot of young old linemen. Maybe they trade Lucas Patrick? That's what you're thinking? But they haven't proved anything yet. They got a lot of young guys who maybe can play, but you got to take camp to figure that out. Maybe they make a move towards the end of camp, but a long way to go there. TKM at his post. What's up? Thanks for the super chat. My favorite is Rivers Bend in Green Bay. Got nothing. Pappies. Hey, man, whatever floats your boat. Thanks for the super chat. Go Pack Go 297. What's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Hey, good morning, Aaron. If Shefty never broke this story, how do you think the world would have reacted to him not showing up to voluntary OTAs? I'm sure probably Domofsky would have broke it. Domofsky's been on it since the start, and I know he was chasing the same stuff that Schefter was. Schefter just happens to have an in with someone who's very close to Rodgers. And no, it's not David Dunn, although David Dunn has been involved. There's another twist to this tale. I may tweet about it later. Rodgers and Favre really going all out their documentary that hasn't finished. Exactly, Joey. This is all clearly some very deep Andy Kaufman stuff that Rodgers is doing that he's going to reveal after the fact. No question about it. Tay literally said he didn't want to go anywhere. He did say that, but he also said that, you know, Rodgers in that situation would be factored into any decision he made. I don't think he's made up his mind at all. I do think that he and the Packers are talking, and that's a good thing. Well, he and his agents are talking to the Packers, and that's a good thing. But we don't know how it's going to play out, and we certainly don't have any idea whatever transpires at the quarterback position, how that will affect Devontae's decision-making. And anyone who thinks that they've got it figured out is lying to both themselves and the world. Only Devontae knows. If it's not about the money, do you think Rodgers wants offensive weapons or a top five defense? Gary, yeah, and if you could order those at the corner store, that'd be great. However, the Packers have provided him with plenty of weapons and a premier left tackle, and, you know, protection for years and years and years. They're coming off a season where they were the top scoring offense in the league. You know, as far as the top five defense, yeah, I'm sure he does, but they've been trying to field a better defense for decades. This just hasn't happened. If they could press a button and go, oh, yes, please order the top five defense, I'm sure they would. Also, it's kind of funny to say, oh, I want a better defense. Well, they've been using first-round picks on defensive players for how long? Then they turn around and go, oh, they should draft him a wide receiver in the first round. Has been the narrative for months and years, really. Well, they've been trying to fix the defense. Can't have it both ways. Thunder and lightning in the backfield is going to be the perfect storm. Can't wait. Forward Adam T. from your tweet to God's ears. Could not agree more. The more they lean into the running game, the more they lean into Dylan and Jones, the better this offense is going to be. And I don't just mean in the running game, in the passing game as well. They are going to be a formidable duo. Mark it zero. I miss the good old days when we just dragged Dom Capers. Oh, Chad, life was simpler then, no doubt. After watching the Legacy documentary, where'd you go? Bradley, you just messaged like four times in a row, dude. Come on. After watching the Legacy documentary, one could say that Curly Lambeau was a shyster and a womanizer and maybe burned bridges at the end with the Packers. Travis, that's pretty random, but yes, you could. You very much could. No doubt about it. Maria, thanks for the super sticker. Very nice of you. Thanks for the support. Thanks very much. Craig, thanks for the super chat. True or false, the 12 drama is a power struggle about which side gets to file for divorce first. Roger wants that power. Brian Gutekunst, Mark Murphy won't give it to him. Yeah, I would guess so. You know, because if they were to offer him guaranteed money on him on a contract that extended for the next 5 years or so, then yeah, Rodgers could walk out on his own terms. And it is something that he talked about last year after the draft pick, after the draft of Jordan Love, saying how he always thought he'd be leaving Green Bay on his own terms, but now that has been taken out of his control. I do think he desires that, but I think he's realistic enough to realize that he doesn't have that. And this is his way of kind of lashing out. If Love starts, what's my record prediction? 7-10? Brock, no. No. They will win 9 games if Jordan Love starts. 9 times. Fire Zook. It's going to sound bad, but I hope Rodgers sits a couple games. I really want to see what Love has. Okay, slow down. I don't hope Rodgers sits anything. I hope Rodgers starts week 1 and they march to a Super Bowl victory. Come on. Let's not be crazy. Brad, thanks for the super chat. Bucks carry the G, the B, win in 6 tonight. LFG. A lot of G's and B's there. I'm down with it. The perfect ending to this story, Aaron Rodgers comes off the Milwaukee Bucks bench and sinks the championship 3. I like it. Rodgers is starting week 1. What percentage of the fans boo, stay quiet when he's introduced? Bubbatron, most of them probably boo because it'll be in New Orleans. Hey-o! Gotcha. John, enough Rodgers talk. Let's talk offensive line. Go, Pack, go. John, they're going to have an offensive line this year. No doubt about it. Michael, do you think Rodgers is just trying to rest that MVP arm? No, I think he's trying to rest that MVP brain. Trying to reset his life, baby. All about recentering himself as a human being. I honestly believe, you know, I take him at his word when he says mental health is a priority. And I do think that's a big part of what he's doing this offseason. And hey, man, if you got the wherewithal, we should all be so lucky to have the opportunity to pull a Don Draper and just not to show up to work for months on end and then be able to walk back in and be treated like a savior, like nothing ever happened while everyone else was in the office. Man, that's the life. Sign me up. Peyton Reese. Dude, if you're going to come in here and like Green Bay is a joke, LMAO skull, that's it? That's all you got? You're as plastic and as fake as the stuff I said about the Vikings on Matt Ramage's video. That's it? That's all you got? Dude, you're as weak and as sorry and as fake as your franchise. Go, Pack, go. What's up, man? I truly think he's so upset because he wants to be the Packers quarterback for the rest of his career, and he's doing this to try and force them to make that happen. Yes, that is most likely 1,000% correct. Unfortunately, it's about all he can do, and that's not going to be enough. Am I going to family night nags? Eric, not really. I'm going to be there, but I will be doing a watch party live from Corey Banky's house. And we'll be broadcasting across the street from Lambeau Field with Lambeau in the background. We'll be doing play-by-play of family night for all the people around the world who want to watch but are unable to because the Packers are in the dark ages when it comes to digital media. So that's what we do. We're here for the fans, baby. Josh, thanks for the super chat. Stole this question from Brandy. Sorry, Brandy. But do you think Z will stay at Rover and be given freedom to roam the line looking for a one-on-one matchup? Not necessarily, not specifically. I think they will utilize him along the interior a little bit more. I actually asked Z something close to that when we talked to him this offseason, and he was not at liberty to discuss scheme stuff. But I don't think it will be the same as it was under Pettine, where he's allowed to try and like find a matchup that he likes. I do think it's going to be a bit more structured, but I do think, yes, we will see him along the interior trying to take on guards and centers, etc. I don't think he'll be given the same types of freedoms he was under Pettine. I forgot Solis. Fair point. Stadium View Drive. Stadium View Drive, baby. I'm watching you instead of going to family night. Dave, whatever you need to do, man. We're here for you. Cheesehead TV. We're rocking it. Family night every night. Do you think they're going to get Adams? Don't sounding more and more unlikely. Colby, don't pay attention to narratives in the media. They're talking. That's all that matters. And yes, I do think they'll get Adams done. Maybe not right at the start of camp, but don't forget they got Kenny done during camp last year. If they don't, I think their preference would be to be able to announce Adams as camp starts. But if that doesn't happen, hopefully they get it done during camp and before week one. That's what they did with Kenny last year. I'm hoping that's what happens with Devontae. Remember that time the Vikings won the Super Bowl? Bubbatron. That was hilarious. Kids got jokes. Go Pack Go. What's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Have Z and Gary both rush the edge from the weak side. Sorry, nobody's going to be able to stop that. Well, it depends on who the tackles are. Tackle and guard, and when you slide over a protection, if you have a slide that way, you see both of them over there, your quarterback, you adjust that protection, or you adjust the back out of the backfield. There's ways to combat it. I don't know if you're going to stop it. Walter, thanks for the super chat. ATP, I'd rather have Devontae Adams sign a new deal with Packers than hear Rodgers is staying since, quote, it's about the people. Tay is the kind of people I want. Walter, it's pretty damn well said, sir. Bill, thanks for the super chat. People underestimate how quickly this drama can dissipate if Rodgers comes back, plays nice, makes a statement, and refuses questions about the past. Bill, that's pretty much the playbook right there. No doubt about it. Craig, thanks for the super chat. In light of game 6 tonight, give us a scouting report on what kind of pickup basketball player Aaron Nagler is. Craig, and this is true, and I have plenty of people who back this up. I had 2 of my greatest games ever when I was hungover. I remember a buddy of mine saying I was like Karl Malone one morning after a very rough night out. But normally, very streaky. Sometimes I could, you know, get in a groove and hit a couple in a row and play some decent defense. But for the most part, I was a body out there. I ain't going to lie. But I tell you what, two mornings where we played and I was just dealing with a rager of a hangover, I played out of my mind. So, you know, at least I know the key to getting back into shape. Fred, thanks for the super chat. Breaking news, ESPN just changed their brand to Cheesehead Media and Schefter changed his Twitter to Aaron Nagler. I don't know about all that, Fred, but whatever floats their boat. Next, what's your favorite Packers memorabilia piece you own? Ooh, Nick, that's an interesting question. Man, I got to think about that one. I'd have to think about it. I got a game program that Banky got me from back in the 30s. That's pretty amazing. I'd have to look through stuff. Take one or two more here. Time to get Gary a snapper two versus a guard. Brandy, they did that last year, and I suspect they'll do more of it this year, too. Green Bay's tight ends will be even better than people think this year. The group will continue to get better. Dave, I very much agree. I tweeted about this earlier in the offseason, and some people are like, oh, they did nothing last year. It's like, you don't judge them on last year. It's about development, and I'm with you. I think this group is going to grow, continue to grow and develop, especially when you throw Josiah DeGuara back in the mix coming off that ACL. I think they could really surprise some people. Now, obviously, Sternberger situation kind of muddies the water, but I think they got talent there. And I think Tonyan's probably one of the most underrated players in the league at this point. I've never seen a man score 11 fucking touchdowns and be so completely forgotten and disrespected that following offseason. But he's going to remind people. Dan, thanks for the super chat. Nags, what do you think of Gary playing the Justin Smith position in this variation of the Fangio defense? Similar size, strengths, and it gets the best, most talented players on the field. I love it, Dan. Didn't see it reported a whole lot during the offseason that he was being utilized that way, but I am all for it. Justin Smith was country strong. He was one of the hardest dudes to move. Anybody you talk to who played against him, TJ Lang's talked about it. The guy was just immovable. I do think Gary has that kind of potential. And as you state, it gets their best players on the field. I'm all for it, especially if you're replacing, say, I don't know, Lowry or Lancaster, what have you. Now he's got to hold up, and that's going to be tested. But yeah, man, I'm with you. I think that's a fantastic idea. Thanks very much for the support. That's a really nice gesture. Hire Dan next, no doubt. Peter Bukowski thinks Tonyan is only good because of Rodgers in the scheme, but hey, gets it done. Well, Peter will be on Thursday night for our roundtable preview of the Packers training camp, and we can talk all about it. Going to be a lot of fun. I hope you guys tune in Thursday night. But let's say I disagree with that assessment. I'm going to have to jump. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday. Really greatly appreciate it. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, and then visit Underdog Fantasy. It's the best, easiest place to play fantasy football for big cash prizes. No need to worry about waivers, lineups, injuries. Just do the best ball. Underdog handles it all for you. Go to underdogfantasy.com, download the app, and get started right now. And you get free $25 in your deposit if you use code Cheesehead. That's code Cheesehead. Go. Underdog Fantasy. Hit it up. Thanks a lot, everybody. Hope you all have a great day. I'll talk to you guys hopefully tomorrow morning. I don't want any other old news repackaged as new news throughout the day that I got to address, but you never know in these wild internet times. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.